No matter what you might be facing in life, knowing that you are not alone is very comforting. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Chris Nye talks about God and the joy of having His presence in our lives.
God is always with us. Makes me think of the famous, you know, Psalm 139, 7 through 9. It talks about that where shall I go? Where shall I run from your spirit and your presence? And the psalmist talks about going to the highest of the heavens and the depths of the earth. And there's God. God's there.
But just what does that mean? And what about when God seems to be distant?
The idea of God being near to us all the time, my favorite line to help people with this is actually from the parable of the prodigal son, right? At the very end, the second son who stays in the house and complains and has this terrible attitude, the father says to the son, "Son, you have always been with me and everything that I have is yours." And I think when we start to complain about God feeling far, we are not all the time like the younger son, although some of us run from God and we rebel from him. But I think in the church, we're not dealing with rebellion. We're dealing with self-righteousness, where we sit inside God's house and complain about what he's not doing for us. And I think God's response to that, where he says, "Hey, look, I've been here all along, and all the resources you think you don't have, you actually have." And so that's what I'm really trying to encourage Christians with, is if you're in Christ, let those words from the Father sink in. "Son, daughter, you are always with me, and everything that I have is yours."
What a great encouragement. Do you want to hear more stories? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.